Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we saw in detail the only solution to any specific sin in our life is to lose the life that fuels it. Lose the life that is the ground upon which sin and Satan can operate. In effect, we have to take our place at the cross of Jesus Christ, where he died for us. Only then will his life emerge in us. We waste our time to figure out the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. And it is not about the right method or approach. No. You know, most of our approaches come from the same earthly nature that we are trying to make sure things turn out right for ourselves. But oh no, we have to lose ourselves into the hands of God. We have to let him crucify our earthly nature of our self ownership. Only then will Satan be undercut. Then will we see the truth. But sadly, the denominations and churches have allowed Satan to hide this truth, this message, with their plans and their agenda, with their doctrines and religious liturgy, with their traditions of men and rituals of flesh that have left hundreds of millions of people who really have a heart for God but are ignorant to the teachings of the truth of the Word of God. You know, years ago, I was sitting in a Catholic church in New Jersey. It was either Christmas or New Year's with Karen's family and our family. And as I sat there, I looked around and the pews were filled with white-haired people. Our pew was one of the only few pews with any hope for the future. And as I sat there, the Lord spoke to me and said, "For all of these people to be saved, they must come to know everyone in their lives has lied to them about me." Now, for some, this is a bridge way too far. They will have to understand that the Catholic Church has lied to them. Wow. All of their lives. What they held true and dear all of their lives is not the truth. It is a lie. They will have to come to know the priest and even their parents have told them lies all of their life. Again, for some, this is a bridge way, way too far. Now, the damage of false teaching is found not only in the Catholic Church, but also in many Protestant churches as well. Now, remember, any denomination or church that has not confessed Jesus is Lord and Jesus has come in the flesh is Antichrist. Not the Antichrist, one and only Antichrist, but Antichrist or another. Another Christ, another gospel, and it is false and ungodly. John tells us in 2 John 1:7, "For many deceivers are entered the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an antichrist. If this false teaching was happening in John's days, only 85 to 95 years after Jesus' death, can you imagine what is in the world today? Well, did you know there is over 40,000 denominations in the world? And each one spins off denominations and churches and Bible schools and seminaries. Oh boy, what a mess. Well, enough of that. Let's get back to the good tree. My friend, the battlefield is the mind. Let me say that again. The battlefield is the mind. And the battle is Christ to change the way that that we think about God and all that he has done for us in Christ. But as long as we have our self-life alive and we live out from our old nature, we will be carnally minded and not heavenly minded. Paul said in Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus." Wow, can you imagine having the mind of Christ? Well, this is one of God's great goals, to get us to think like his dear precious son, Jesus Christ. Paul in Romans 15:6 tells us that ye, that would be us, may with one mind and with one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, either we have the mind of Christ or we are carnally minded. This is our choice. So what does it mean to be carnally minded? Well, it means to be governed by self. It means that we view all things, even the things of God, through me. But more importantly, it means that I am motivated by myself. It is all that I know. It is all that I do. It's all that anything does for me. It's myself. And myself is the frame of reference for life. Self is my yardstick. Self is, in effect, my little g, my God. Now, we do not realize this, and I really don't think that most Christians walk around conscious of the fact that they are governed by their self. In fact, because such thinking is all that they know and they've ever known, it just becomes natural for them. Wow, natural. Thinking only changes when the light of the truth in Christ comes into to disturb their blindness. Let me say that again. Thinking only changes when the light of truth in Christ comes in and disturbs their blindness. My friend, things change when the light of Christ that opens our eyes to the truth, especially about ourselves, happens when we allow the light to come in. Going to church faithfully will not do it. Paying our tithes and giving offerings religiously will not do it. Working our fingers to the bones around the church dutifully will not do it. Oh no. When God shines his flashlight into our lives and into our heart, can the truth and the light of God have impact in our lives? Let me say that again. Only when God shines his flashlight into our heart and the truth of the light of God has impact in our life. And yes, we must allow God's light to shine into our heart. We must give God's permission to switch on his flashlight, to search our heart. Until then, we are blind. We are stumbling through life and not knowing that we are in such a dead state. Wow, we are dead men walking and we don't even know it. Of course, to be governed by ourselves is simply another way of saying that we are governed by our flesh. It is another way of describing our self-possession, our self-rule. And don't you know, our flesh does not have to be ugly. Oh no. Or even rebellious. Our flesh can be respectful. And it can even be religious. And this is the case most often. But my friend, self is what fallen man is. Let me say that again. Self is what fallen man is. And it is all that can ever be. So here is the definition. The flesh is self. It is self worked out through our self ownership. Let me say that again. The flesh is our self worked out through our self ownership. And as we saw, the definition of one who is earthly is one who owns themselves, and it is all that one in the earth knows to do. That's it. That's all they know. Because by definition, one who is earthly does not have the light necessary to bring exposure to what they really are. Thus, they cannot see. They may not even know that there's another thing to see, another experience. But the carnal nature, mind, cannot get deep into the spirit and cannot receive the things of God. Neither can the carnal mind know them. Amen. More next week on the carnal mind as we continue to look at the good tree, which is Jesus Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping you have a tremendous week, a wonderful week, the best week that you've ever had in your life. And that will only happen when you open up your life and your thinking to a holy God who loves you very much. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.